Sachla Lavin ki chatanu. Forgive us, Father, because we have erred. Mechal lanu malkeinu. Pardon us, our King, kifashanu, if we have sinned willfully. What is mechal lanu? Balatanya explains that mechila is an inyan of gili ratzon, an expression of will. When a person is angry at somebody else, that will, that desire to connect, is no longer there. When he comes back and is reconciled, then that will, that desire is shown again. It's interesting, machal is like machal, it's like a circle. Comes around again. How does it work? Mechal lanu malkeinu. So Kesa Nahira explains that as a result of our Avas Hashem, our love for Hashem, we accept upon ourselves the middah of Malchus. So even though we've sinned, we've done it on purpose, we have such regret about what we've done, we're accepting your authority, your kingship over ourselves. And therefore we're committing not to do it again because you're the king. How does one do that? So the Rama at the beginning of Or HaChaim brings a Rambam in the Moron of Echem. It's actually the Rama at the beginning of Or HaChaim brings a Rambam at the end of the Moron of Echem. Meaning that the Rama at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch is telling us where we went to get to, but at the end of it all, where are all these mitzvahs leading to? And it's a constant awareness of being in the presence of Hashem. Says the Rama, so the way that we behave privately at home is very different to the way that we behave when we're in front of a great king. And the way that we speak with our family is very different to the way we speak if we're in the presence of the king. So how much more so when a person realizes that the great king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is watching us the whole time, of course we're going to behave differently. It's all about the king. Meaning we behave differently when we realize, when we remember, when we focus on the fact that Hashem is our king, and we accept his authority upon ourselves. A poishea is someone that doesn't want to accept Hashem's authority upon themselves. So, Machal Lanu Malkeinu Kifashanu is we're asking Hashem to restore the love, to restore the relationship, because now we realize that we have sinned willfully, we have rejected your kingship, and what we're trying to do now is to restore it, to restore the authority of Hashem as our king, knowing full well that when we're conscious of the fact that Hashem is our king, that's going to impact our behavior. Because we have deep and profound awareness of Hashem's authority, his will, his desire, his rules, his laws, his expectations, our responsibilities in this world. That which we ignored when we were poshea, by not accepting Hashem's authority upon us, we are now seeking to re-establish specifically by accepting his authority upon us. That's Mechal Lanu Malkeinu Kifashanu. Is we're now realigning. And because we're realigning, we're asking ultimately for Hashem to pardon us, to undo the negative effects of that which we have done. So it's very different connotations. Lachlanu Avinu Kichatanu, that's the loving Father. Chalanu Malkeinu Kifashanu is an awareness of Hashem as the king.